Nympha Famil Jura, Jade Benham. How are you this morning?
Tremendous, Matt, man, for a Monday, although I'm not impressed with these cold mornings, I will say that.
You had a busy week last week. You caught up with the Murray Valley Wine Growers, attended local irrigators meeting, caught up with the Oyen Incorporated, and also the Mallee Hemp Growers.
Yeah, busy week of just catching up with people. Every now and then we set aside a week where we just catch up with, you know, everyone that wants to catch up, really, and find out about how things go, particularly for wine growers. You know, it's even though the China tariffs have been lifted, it's a challenging time for wine growers. Hopefully it will start to recover a little bit now. So went to the Mallee Irrigators meeting as well on Tuesday night at Club Da Vinci. That was informative and some robust debate there. And Mallee Hemp Growers. Now, industrial hemp is a really fascinating sector. So it was great to catch up with Anthony Marciano from the Mallee Hemp Growers Association and find out more about it.
You also caught up with a wonderful organisation called Value Care. What can you tell us about those guys?
Yeah, now I hadn't actually heard of Value Care. I'd heard of Active Care, which is a local business that's been involved in in-home care, aged care, NDIS and things like that for a little while. They've joined forces with this organisation called Value Care, and they are filling the gaps that government and bureaucracy don't. So they are doing in-home care. They are doing supported independent living to the point where they're buying units and houses and building more, and they've got local builders ready to go to do that. They are going down into the Mallee, because this is the thing, right? A lot of these organisations that do supported living or even in-home care, welfare checks and that kind of thing, they'll do it in larger centres like Mildura, but you try and get them to go to Underball or Walpiup or somewhere like that, and there's just no one out there. So I went and caught up with Value Care and the girls there, and they are just magnificent. They are all privately funded. They are going big or going home, so I cannot wait to see what the future holds for them.
And you also attended the La Trobe Uni graduation, I believe.
Yeah, now this was my first. I used to work for university overseas, but this was my first ever university graduation, because I don't know about you, Matt, man, I didn't get to go to university. My neurospicy brain didn't allow me to learn in a formal academic way. But it was brilliant, and we are so lucky to have that La Trobe campus here, and it was so great to see. There was 41 graduates, so many in healthcare, so many in education, and even Andy Charles from Mallee Family Care, and I got to have a chat to Teresa J. It was Mallee Family Care. I sat with her during the graduation. Andy Charles from Mallee Family Care graduated with an MBA and valedictorian, which was just brilliant. We are so lucky to have that university here, and hopefully the future. And I met with the new vice chancellor as well. Hopefully the future of further education in Mildura just continues to grow. So young people, or, you know, mature age students, don't have to move away to study at university.
All right, and you also opened up a skate park in Donald. You planted some agapanthias, and you had a birthday celebration. Family twins, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, that was just the weekend. That was just yesterday. I got home from Donald after there was a skate park opening there, which was great. I didn't break anything. I did actually get on a skateboard, which, much to the fear of my family, got home, planted some baggies, and we had happy birthday to Chloe and Dana, who celebrated their 18th, family twins. So I hadn't been to an 18th for a while. Matt, man, have you been to an 18th recently?
Not recently.
What I remember them. Yeah. Very different to how I remember them, but it was lovely. It was a lovely weekend of family things, I suppose you could say.
It's always good to catch up with family, and always good to catch up with you, Jay. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll catch you in the next couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, Matt, man. Enjoy your time off.